A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2020 issue on the military. Reflection. Gather as a group to read and reflect on this issue of A Matter of Spirit. The following is a suggested process. Let us begin with this prayer for peace from Hiroshima, 1981, given by St. Pope John Paul II. 35 years after the bombing at Hiroshima, St. Pope John Paul II visited the Peace Memorial Hall at Hiroshima and offered this prayer for peace. To you, Creator of nature and humanity, of truth and beauty, I pray. Hear my voice, for it is the voice of the victims of all wars and violence among individuals and nations. Hear my voice, for it is the voice of all children who suffer and who will suffer when people put their faith in weapons and war. Hear my voice when I beg you to instill into the hearts of all human beings the vision of peace, the strength of justice, and the joy of fellowship. Hear my voice, for I speak for the multitudes in every country and in every period of history who do not want war and are ready to walk the road of peace. Hear my voice and grant insight and strength so that we may always respond to hatred with love, to injustice with total dedication to justice, to need with the sharing of self, to war with peace. O God, hear my voice and grant to the world your everlasting peace. In this issue of A Matter of Spirit, we examine the complexities of the military. Let us take a moment to pause in prayer for those affected by war and conflict, from the combatant to the civilian. Let us also hold in prayer the hidden victims of war, families, refugees, and those whose needs go unmet in favor of military spending. In our first article, Anna Patrice Johnson prayerfully professes, quote, "Help me remain close to these realities, to remember my human responsibility to weep for the pain and suffering of my sisters and brothers around the world. Where is God calling me to respond to the sorrows of the world? How might I best use my gifts to help alleviate suffering? How might I offer hope to the hopeless?" Nick Mealy writes, quote, "All the arguments for increased military spending ignore the cost to human beings at home and abroad." Close quote. How does our spending on military reflect on our moral priorities? How can prioritizing defense measures ignore the cost to human lives? Where do you see this most prevalent in our society? Audrey Hudgens cites many statistics on the cycle of poverty and its links to wars and conflicts. Which statistic did you find the most surprising, and why? What are small steps that you might take in your life to address this cycle of poverty? War and conflict leave a lasting mark on everyone. Roy Harrington refers to moral injury, a lasting mark, as, quote, "a wound to the soul," close quote. What wounds of my soul might I be carrying? Am I giving myself the space and time to heal those wounds? How can I be pastorally present to those who might have been touched by the lasting effects of war and conflict? In our closing piece, Eric Certain shares the toll that his service took on his life. Where in my life am I taking from my sisters and brothers rather than giving? How can I be an agent of peaceful change? Jesus teaches us in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 9, quote, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God," close quote. As we conclude, may we answer Jesus' call to become peacemakers.